charge at any minute. And a lot of polka dots. It's really fun to remember Jan and just what a joy she was to us. And we remember that she loved to serve, and so we hope you are enjoying serving and that we continue that tradition of serving each other. And I really mostly appreciate Jason's shoes.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to say. Those are some nice looking shoes. They're adorable. He likes that when you say that. So we're going to start singing some songs. Some that Jan liked, some that just remind me of Jan and her spirit. So, and also their praise songs. So let's go ahead and stand up for the first song, eh?
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. I made it through that whole thing without crying. Woo! Teared up a little bit. Got my focus back. Because if I go, then December goes, and it's a train wreck, people. We've had that happen before, and then you just kind of have to, like, you just set your instruments on fire. That's the only thing you have to kick them over. I don't know. We really miss Jan, but since we're a community of faith, we believe in Jesus Christ and the resurrection, we can rejoice.
Yes.
Because Jan isn't gone, she's just away. She's where she belongs. She's in heaven, and for anybody who's placed their faith in Jesus Christ, anybody who trusts that God has redeemed them from their sins and their past and their lives and anything that they've done and might do, they trust that Jesus Christ has done that on the cross, eternity awaits us in the presence of our brothers and sisters. And that's pretty cool, and that's tough to grasp from time to time, isn't it? It's tough to think about that, because what we see is what we see, right? What we experience in this life. So we miss people like Jan when she's gone, and it seems like a really long time, longer for some of us, before we're going to see her. Some of us, like me, could be any moment. just depends upon if I go cycling and get hit by a car again. Try to avoid that if possible. So it was unexpected and kind of sudden with Jan, and it's tough to grasp, but we know that God's timing is perfect. Even if we don't understand it, we can trust that. We can trust that. And we need to remind each other that God is good and God is in control, right?
Yeah.
And so so that's all I really have to say. I'll say a few closing remarks about Jan. But what I really want to do is hear from each of you about memories of Jan, good thoughts, anything that you have to share. And we're going to set up a microphone here. Is there anything else I'm missing, Beth, right now? No. So we're going to set up a microphone right up here, and I want to give you the secret of this microphone. I'm going to put a different mic in it, but this is really cool for you guys who don't understand. If you're tall, you squeeze this and you raise it up. If you're short, where December is, you just put it down here. And that's it. So if you come up and just grip right here and then just boop, boop, boop. See, isn't that easy? You have a question?
I'm just thinking maybe we could pray first.
I think we'll do it afterwards.
Okay.
Thank you. That's my plan. You don't want to pray too much. You don't want to overshoot that. Because then God gets bored. No, he doesn't. But I'm going to use this here microphone and put it over there. Can I do that? I can do that. And then you can just grab it back when you're ready. Debbie. And so I would really welcome anyone that wants to say anything about Jan to come up here and just say it, all right? Otherwise, I'm going to have soup. All right? And I can probably have soup while people talk, too.
Yeah.
I can. Thank you. All right.
So just a little fun story with Jan. So back in 2016, when I was doing the servant leadership program at Twin Rocks, I went away for like 6 weeks or something like that, and Jan actually came to my mom and said, like, I need a list of all of Chris's favorite things. And the thing is, like, I didn't even know that she did that until, like, a couple of weeks ago, because Jan, when she, like, sent me this care package, she said, like, this is from your City's Edge family, so, like, you can feel home while you're away from home. And, like, I didn't even know that it was just from Jan, because she just, like, she just really wanted to make me feel like I was home away from home, and didn't even, like, want the credit for it. She just, yeah.
Yeah, she does those care packages pretty cool. I went through a time in my life where everything kind of went sideways on me, and so I ended up on some of y'all's couches. Anyway, I never even met Jan before, didn't know anything about her, and then all of a sudden, Beth is asking me, like, hey, what's your favorite this, what's your favorite that, what's your favorite, and I'm like, why? Because, well, Jan's putting you together at care packages, and who's Jan? I don't know who Jan is. Jan didn't know me either, I'd never met her before. But she just knew that I was in need. And so she gave me this care package. It had like Cheetos in it, and it had Subway, gift card, and it had like Starbucks and on and on and on. Like root beer was my favorite beverage. So, and it was all this stuff. And I was like, who's this Jan lady? And I had to go meet her, and I met her, and she was wonderful. And then when I started getting my feet back under me and getting together, and I was moving in an apartment, and my daughter was going to move in with me, and I had mentioned to somebody that I didn't have any furniture, and if anybody had any furniture for, you know, for my daughter, and she's like, what does she need? What's her, she did the same thing with my daughter, what's her favorite color? What's her favorite this? What's her favorite that? So she goes and gets her this, I was just looking for like used junky furniture in someone's garage, but no, she went out and bought a brand new, with this really cool desk, and then, I told her that my daughter's favorite color was purple, so she took this chair, this black chair, and she hand painted these purple polka dots on it. It was awesome. And then she got these letters that spelled my daughter's name, and she like hand painted them, like black and purple polka dots. And she did all this other stuff for her. And she never even met my daughter. To this day, I don't think she's met my daughter. My daughter lives up in Brainerd now, but she was just such an amazing, amazing woman, and had just this aura of generosity about her that is just infectious, you know, and it kind of makes me walk away going WWJD, what would Jan do?
Go sooner than later because I'm just getting more emotional by the minute. So, yeah, put this up a little. Whether it's the why, so you have a place for your feet. We tend to saint people who die. You know, we don't remember the bad things about them. We just talk about the really great things, right? You tend to forget the transgressions. But with Jan, there aren't any. Like, I can't conjure anything negative to say about her. You can talk all day long about how sweet and loving she was, and it'll always be an understatement. She really liked our band. She was really good to the band. She was good to everybody, but she was good to the band. And the band usually, we rehearse on Wednesday nights, and we always share a meal. And so she started cooking for us at least once a month, sometimes a couple times. And I have food issues. I'm allergic to chocolate, and I'm allergic to wheat. And she always made sure to accommodate that. And I never expect people to cater to my crappy food stuff, you know? But she always made sure that I had food to eat. And she would bring specific special stuff. Like if she made BLTs or something like that, she would have gluten-free bread specifically for me. And it was always so sweet. And I was always so touched. And I told her that, I was like, Jan, you're so wonderful. And you're so sweet. You're just too good to me. And I'll never be able to thank you enough. And she said, you pay me back every Sunday. Which is one of the nicest things anybody's ever said to me. I loved her very much. I love her very much. I'm gonna really miss her.
We're supposed to wear polka dots in honor of Jan, but I looked in my closet and it is polka dot free. And then I thought of Jan, and I think one of the things I appreciated the most about Jan is she's the kind of person who was so so encouraging that she fully encouraged people to be completely themselves in her presence. And I remember, just a funny thing, she was in our house a couple times, and one time she came over, and she was in my kitchen, and she just said, "This is a tall person's kitchen." And I was like, yes, I feel my pain. But there's a lot of examples I could give where I just think that Jan understood a lot of pain and understood, could relate and listen to that and not be made uncomfortable by it. And I think a lot of people are here because of that. And so last night, as I was thinking about Jan, I told Stacey this, but I watched a movie, the beginning of the movie The Fox and the Hound, which is just a great 80s movie, but anyway. And in the beginning, there's, you know, the character, the big mama, the owl character, that just looks out for, that problem solves to find a home for the fox. And I was like, that's Jan. Jan was always problem solving, not fixing it herself, and that's, I think, how she drew attention to her savior. But problem solving to find a place for people. And I'm so glad that she's in a place where she is fully at home.
Interesting how the quietest person in the room who tries to hide the most is the one who's the center of all this attention right now. It would just drive her crazy. But Jan is so many things. She's like, we were just talking one day. She's like, I love that tie-dye you have on. And I said, yeah, it's great. It's too bad it's like got this ship thing on it. And, like, all these tie-dyes have like weed on them and stuff. She's just like, oh, what's your size? You don't have to give me anything. I just, she got me this. This is the first time I've worn it. I didn't get a chance to show her me wearing it. But, you know, it's like every time I turned around, she was blessing me and blessing other people. She, when I had my knee replaced, she's like, oh, you can call me. So I called her. She brought me enough food that we like ate for what, a month? Other people brought some food too, but we had to put it in the freezer. And it wasn't just any food, it was my favorite food, because she paid attention to what my favorites were. She paid attention to what people said, and she cared about people on a level that just really blesses me. And I'm so glad that she came here and fell in love with this church, because she got to bless all of us.
She's an extrovert, I'm the introvert. Jan gave me this. During that amazing surprise retirement / birthday party last February before last, I didn't get to know her all that well, because she's back and she's quiet. I got everybody else to talk to and visit with, and I missed out. We'll see her again.
She did all the decorations for that. She wouldn't let anybody else do it.
It was a kind of party.
Carthy. So yeah, we'll see her again. We're believers.
An introvert like Mel and like Jan. And Jan, you had to know her for a while to find out about all of the things that she was involved with. I went up several years ago, I went up to the mountain to on our city's edge day for providing a meal and providing some supplies and so forth for the people at the mountain. And Jan had been coming to City's Edge for at least a couple of years by then, and that was, and it was just by going to the mountain that I was able to get a look at the extent of her involvement with the mountain and later with the Union Gospel Mission and the ladies, several of whom are here, that were in that program. And the thing that struck me about Jan in that was probably the longest conversation I ever had with her, because we're both introverts. But she just raved about this church. She thought this church was the best thing that had ever happened to her. And I thought, this lady is such a self-starter. She's so motivated to serve, and she serves everyone, everywhere she goes. And she goes out of her way to serve people, and she comes up with creative ways to serve people. She's got this photographic memory for people's favorite colors. And she picked us. That's one of the, that made me look at this church with new eyes.
So Jan, she, on Wednesday nights, usually, like, there's a span where she made dinners for people, and for, like, the band practice, and then my small group that I was a part of as well during that time, and she always like, hey, I'm making food, are you guys doing your thing here? And I was like, yes, we are. And because I have no life, I'm usually at the building most days of the week. And like the day before, she always came over and prepared that food. And she was always like, whenever I was there, she's like, I have a sample if you want to try it. And that brings so much comfort to my heart and brought so much comfort to my heart every time, because free food just makes me so happy. And it's just, it was stellar. Like, there was this one time that it was, like, burger sliders, and they were some of the best burger sliders I ever had, and it was, like, just her generous spirit that she had, just even spur of the moment. Like, she just saw me there, and she's like, hey, you want to try this out? And it's, there's nothing like that kind of spirit. That it's so unique, you just don't see it often. And that was something that just really stuck out to me.
For me and my wife, it was a special time. It was on our wedding day, and we had talked to Jan about trying to cater our wedding for us. And at first she was hesitant about not being professional enough to do it. And we thought that was kind of funny, because she, and not being able to be able to it'll cater for a large group. And I says, well, you do it every Sunday. And she says, well, what do you guys like? And I says, well, what do you think would be good for hors d'oeuvres or whatever you think would be good for going ahead and being for the wedding. And she says, well, let me make up some stuff. And then you can try it out and see what you like. You can pick and choose what you want to have for the wedding.
Oh, wow.
We come in on a Sunday, the next Sunday, and she's got like 15 different items for everybody to go ahead and choose from. And so we pick and choose. This goes on for 3, 4, or 5 Sundays where she keeps on making different little things for us to go ahead and check out to see how about for our wedding. And so we finally pick enough of them that we think will be great for everybody to have at the wedding. And she says, okay, great, we'll get that all done. Well, day of the wedding, Jan goes and makes way more than expected. And of course, this way Jan is as generous as she always is to everybody else, wanting to bless everybody. She refused to take any kind of payment on it, except for what we essentially purchased the food, but she refused whatsoever to take anything for her services for doing, putting on the wedding, which was a lot of work. All she wanted to do was bless us on our wedding day, and unfortunately, me and Erica on that day didn't get a whole lot to eat. But I hope everybody who was there enjoyed it. But that was the type of person Jan was. She just was giving to the extreme. And it was not just that day, but every day you walk in the church and you meet Jan. And yes, she was always sitting in the back corner right where Beth is right now, or right next to Beth. And it was, you walk in and say hi, and it was always a pleasant smile and a warm hug. And all I can say is that she will be desperately missed by all of us, I'm sure.
Sitting in the back, and I, as a kid who was like with my friends a lot, I didn't have a lot of time to talk to her, but there was this time when we went to the mountain and we were making backpacks for the kids' class there, and I really had no clue what to make, and I was very disappointed with the result. But anyway, she helped a lot, and it made me realize that she doesn't like talk, she didn't like talk to me a lot because I didn't go up to her a lot, but when she did talk to me, She was super nice, and she was super helpful, and yeah.
Yes. Okay.
You're gonna sound loud, but you're not as loud as you think you are, so you don't have to be afraid of that.
So when I met Jan, I met her at Mountain Ministries. She was the art teacher and she volunteered there. When I first met her, I didn't want anything to do with her. I kind of just thought, you're a crazy old lady and I'm not, and you know what I mean? No. Until she told me to be quiet and sit down. I didn't know that later she would be my best friend.
Aww.
And a mother figure to me, a mentor. She believed in me when I didn't believe in myself. And she loved me and always pushed me for more. Oh, my heart is super sad and I'm going to miss her.
Do you guys remember the Bible story? Dan, was it Tabitha, Dorcas? What was her name?
Yeah, both.
Both. I mean, who has those two names? They don't even go together. But I love that story, and I wish that were our story, because the story in the Bible talks about how Tabitha died, and all her friends gathered, and they're like, did you see this hat? Did you see this shirt? She made me this meal. No, I'm going to cry. But what's unfair is the Lord brought her back to life. And that's what I wish we could have, is have her back. Because we're not done with her. We got attached. And so we will wait and we'll see her in heaven, but boy, I miss her.
To share, and I want to make sure if anybody has anything to share. Yeah, kids too, if kids want to say something, it's okay. Anybody wants to share a good memory of Jan, please feel free to do that. And I'm going to just give you a couple more minutes, and then I'm going to close and then let Steve and Debbie sing a song, and then we'll do a prayer to end. So give you a couple more minutes if anybody wants a chance to share something nice about Jan.
But Jan, he was at Mount Ministries in the art room, and I too thought, crazy old lady, I started going to her class more and more in the art room, and I think what really attracted me to going to art class was when she told my kids, no, it's not your time to be here, it's the mother's time. And I was like, oh wow, somebody's sticking up for me where my kids can't be here right now and be allowed in here. And it made me feel like, why can't my kids be in here? But she also showed me that a boundary with your own kids is okay. I remember before I was graduating the mountain, I was so unsure with what I was gonna do. And I decided to go back to Montana, and we had like a long talk, and she was telling me like the pros and the cons that she already knew, but we all have to learn stuff for ourselves. And I remember back in September, after I decided to go back to Montana, I wrote her, and I was just trying to nonchalant, say hi. She's like, how are you? I said, Jan, I went right back to what I knew. I got into a car accident, lost my brother-in-law. I said, things ain't good at all. She said, wow, how awful and heartbreaking. I just have this vision of God stretching out his arms to you. with tears in his eyes, begging you to come back to him. You make the first step in getting clean and learning who God is and his role in your life. Next step is to figure out what that broken stuff is inside and that you're willing to risk the drug lifestyle to avoid dealing with. You're far too amazing to let that be your ongoing story. When you're ready to be done with the pain and hurt of that lifestyle, I'd be happy to help you find a place to begin healing. Praying for you and the girls now. So when you're ready to be, your village, when you're ready to come, when you're here, when you're ready tomorrow or a year from now, you are loved, my friend. And, you know, I just thank her. And I know she knows that because I have never been in a place where somebody showed me how to process grief. But she introduced me to all of you guys. And this is so beautiful. I've never experienced anything like this, and it's so hard. But this, being able to share stories about Jen and how caring she is, that's going to grow with me and my kids forever.
I'm one of the few extroverts around here. So, you know, with people like Jan, I'm always conscious of being a little too much and too much in their face. But she was always so gracious and so encouraging of who I was. And I remember when we had a small group called Back Support. We were the ones that were kind of the contact with the mission groups that we support, like Mark and Patty and the Mountain, and then now the Union Gospel Mission. And I remember when Beth said, Jan's gonna join, and we all kind of looked there like, Jan's gonna join? Because she liked to hang back, and I guess Beth had been encouraging her for a long time to join one of the small groups in City's Edge, and she picked ours. And so we got to witness her go through her retirement and figure out what God had for her. And every time we met, see her just blossom and grow as God brought her to the Mountain and to those ladies' lives. And I remember before I even knew who a person named Alejandra was, she had us all, here's her phone number, she needs prayer, I want you to text her right now. And so I'm like, okay. The poor lady was, it's probably like, who are you? But that was Jan. Like, she brought their names and little bits of their story to us, and we grew to love them through her, and now we get to love them directly. And I just want you guys to know that you're ours. We love you. You belong here. And I miss Jan.
Jan was always just so giving and so generous. And I just wanted to read this one verse in Matthew 25, 35 to 40. For I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you invited me in. I needed clothes and you clothed me. I was sick and you looked after me. I was in prison and you came to visit me. And then the righteous will answer the Lord. And this is, and Jan will answer him, and the Lord will say, and will say, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, When did you see we see you thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go to visit you? And the king will reply, truly I tell you, whatever you did for the least of these, for you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me. And for all of us, we've been blessed by her. And I just, I miss her.
I'm really scared to do this right now. When I met Jan, my mom kept saying amazing things about her, and I never really got time to realize that all of those things about her, they're what bring this church together. And she helps all of us, but by helping one of us, she makes this church a better place. As a kid, like Michaela, I've probably actually never had a full conversation with Jan. Probably the minute that she heard that I had gone gluten-free, there was tons of gluten-free things every time I go to church. For
got a chance to share, and I just want to say a couple of words about Jan myself. Jan was just as generous to me as she was to any of you. So I'm really grateful for her and her life and what she did for this church too. I'm glad she recognized authenticity in this church. I'm glad that she recognized that we love her and that we really do want to hear people's stories. And everybody that's in this room right now, with maybe the exception of Kathy, is a really broken and messed up person. And then the scary part is when you get to know Kathy better, she's a problem. But good job putting on that facade for us. She's a natural actor. She took drama in college, you know. But we all struggle with our own stuff, you know. We're made in the image of God, and something went horribly, horribly wrong. And we started following our own way. And sin got into the world. And look at what a mess it's made. Nature and human nature and organizations and institutions are messed up, people. I'm sorry to bring it to you. You probably haven't noticed. Sorry to let you down like that. And death. And it's sad. But Jesus conquered death. We celebrated it very recently. The resurrection was the proof that Jesus conquered death. That all of that stuff that's inside you that feels like death, that leads to death, Jesus is victorious over that. You know? And you can be honest about it. You can share it with brothers and sisters, and you can share it with the family of God. Guess what? And they'll still love you. And if they don't, then I'm going to talk to them. Straighten them out a little bit. Because if they can't accept that, then they can't even accept themselves. And they can't accept God's grace. And so we're really grateful for every broken person in here. And we're grateful that God is healing you, and He can heal you. You know that? He can. He can get you through all of that stuff.
if you entrust your life to Him, He will help you. And with the help of God's people, we want to be His arms and His legs and His hands and His feet, just like Jan was to you. Now, that's a tall order, people. To every one of us, and it's a challenge. We can never replace Jan, okay? Let's be honest. We can be ourselves. We can be fully the person that God has made us to be. And so I hope that in some way, in some stupid way, I can be part of that too. But I can't, and that's why I say, hey, there's other people here. And they're nice. And I can be nice if I've had my coffee and it's not super early in the morning and all of this stuff, right? But I don't look to me to represent God to you. That the body of Christ will do a better job of it. You know what I'm saying? And I'll do my best, though, and I'll grow in that. So please, if you haven't, I don't know what you're going through, but if you haven't placed your faith in Jesus Christ, now's the time. That's what Jan would want. I know that's what she wants for her son Elijah. Because he needs Jesus just like every one of us. And yeah, that's what I have to say. Did I have anything else I was going to say, Beth? Was that all I was going to say? Okay. And thank you especially to you ladies that Jan loved. Thank you for being part of our community. That you're a gift to us. Do not forget it.
Yeah.
Amen. You're a gift to us. Every bit, maybe more than we could be to you. So thank you. We will remind you of that. We'll track you down and find you that you're a gift to us. So let's bring up Steve and Debbie, and then we'll close in a word of prayer. And do I have to arrange mics again, don't I? Yeah.
Oh, shame is a prison as cruel as the grave. Shame is a robber, and he's come to take my name. Oh, love is my redeemer, lifting me up from the ground. Love is the power where my freedom song is found.
Ain't no grave.
Hold my body down. like a lion and it set all the captives.
Service dedicated to Jan, celebrating her life. That's what this has been. And if you came expecting a sermon, sorry, don't have one today. But I think we got one from everybody about Jan's life, which was kind of its own sermon. So let's close with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we are grateful for Jan. We are grateful for the way she exemplified a good servant, a faithful servant, the one who serves people, and in doing so serves you, Jesus. And I pray that we will do the same. I pray for the people that she has left behind that feel like they've been left hanging in the lurch. And there are many here that feel like that. But Lord, you know, you have a purpose. You have, it was time for Jan to graduate to heaven. And we are grateful that she's with you. That's what our flesh longs for, to be redeemed and glorified and transformed. So Lord, we thank you for the gift of Jan that you gave us, each person here, God. And we pray that you'll help us to remember that we are your gift to others as well. And to not do what is so tempting to do when things don't go right. Help us to not just isolate, to run away, to hide, to put ourselves out there, to be honest, to share our lives with others, to receive your healing. And Lord Jesus, thank you for the privilege, again, of knowing Jan. And just know that you'll take far better care of her than we can and could. And we thank you, God, for these people here. And help us to carry on those memories in a way that honors and pleases you. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.